Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. So, to follow Jesus means to dismiss anxiety. Do not worry, fear not, be not afraid are versions of one of the most common and consistent commands in the Bible. The frequency of these commands seem to indicate that worry, stress, anxiety have actually been plaguing the human spirit for a very, very, very long time. Now, of course, simply telling or commanding chronically anxious people not to worry is not particularly helpful. In fact, when you have something or when we have something we're deeply concerned about, well-founded or not, being told not to stress about it can actually be acutely annoying. An admonition not to worry can actually seem kind of dismissive of one's concerns. But Jesus fairly extensively teaches about worry, and it's not merely an attempt to ease anxiety. It's an encouragement, if you think about it, to trust. Don't worry is what Jesus is saying, but what he really means is trust. Trust God. Don't worry. Trust God. It's the divine imperative of our earthly living. As sermon illustrations, Jesus pointed out the constancy and provision of the created order. Consider the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. They have everything they need, and they do not seem beset by stress. So if God can take care of all of creation, trust that the Lord can take care of you. So Jesus' teaching isn't dismissive of worry, nor is he chastising needless anxiety. It's really an encouragement to trust the Lord of the universe, and that Lord and God can supply all that you need. Jesus does, however, and I love this, make a suggestion that ventures beyond trust to actual action. Jesus offers one of the best antidotes to anxiety. Stress and worry have a way of paralyzing us, if you think about it. Whereas meaningful work has a way of getting us moving. Activity is, if you think about it, Jesus' suggested antidote to anxiety. He says, strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the way Jesus phrased it. Essentially, don't worry, instead work. Work for the kingdom. Don't live fearfully, live righteously. Don't get anxious. Actively do the work of God in the world. Do that and everything else will fall into place. Jesus says you can take your mind off your worries by fully engaging in God's work. If you've ever tried it, you know it's true. The antidote to fretful anxiety is righteous activity. So, as far as a question, just ask yourself and consider, what worries you most? What is your greatest anxiety? And in terms of practice, when you begin to sense that a worry is crowding into your mind today, choose to get active instead. You sense a worry or anxiety creeping up in that moment, stop and choose to do something like exercise. Or make a meal for your family. Call a friend out of the blue to see how they're doing. Volunteer for a day of service or go on a mission trip with your school, your employer, or your church. So let's pray about all this. Lord God, when we sit idly, we really do find ourselves easily ensnared by worry. But when we get active and pursue the righteousness you call us to, anxiety, Lord God, really has a way of dissolving from our hearts and our minds. So help us. Help us to occupy our mind and our life with your work so that our living doesn't get overcome by our worry. Help us to trust in you. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.